From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's longtime president Robert Mugabe is facing impeachment now after making it clear in a televised speech he will not resign. Millions tuned in to radio and television Sunday, expecting to celebrate the end of what has been 37 years of Mugabe's autocratic rule. They were bitterly disappointed, some to the point of tears, to hear Mugabe say he will preside over his ZANU-PF Party Congress next month. He did not mention the word resign or appear to take the military intervention into the country's political crisis seriously. He said the operation did not amount to a threat to our well-cherished constitutional order, nor did it challenge my authority as head of state, not even as commander-in-chief. His ruling party has given him until noon local time Monday to give up power or face impeachment. It also fired Mugabe as ZANU-PF chief, a party he co-founded, and put the ousted vice president Emmerson Mnangagwa as the new party leader. Party whip Lovemore Matuke told the Associated Press that impeachment proceedings are a certainty, and he called Mugabe's speech surprising. Mugabe has been under house arrest since last week, while negotiations are underway for his departure. Zimbabwe has been in serious economic and political turmoil since the late 1990s, but the turning point in the current crisis came when Mugabe fired the popular military hero Mnangagwa and named his hugely unpopular wife Grace as his successor. This is VOA News. At least 15 people have died in a stampede in a village in southern Morocco. It happened Sunday as a local association was distributing food aid in a market. Police in Okinawa are investigating a fatal accident, traffic accident that is, involving a 61-year-old man and an American Marine. The man died when his vehicle and the serviceman's truck collided. Police in Okinawa say the Marine's breath test had an alcohol level 3 times the legal limit. Argentina's Navy says it cannot confirm if 7 brief satellite calls came from a lost submarine with 44 crew members aboard. Reuters correspondent Sarah Hamrajani reports.
The location of the ARA San Juan hasn't been known since Wednesday, when it last made contact 268 miles off Argentina's southern Atlantic coast. Authorities in Argentina are now working on tracing the calls, while an international search mission is underway. But that's been complicated by recent stormy weather. The Navy says an electrical outage on the submarine may have been the cause of its problems.
Thousands of people marched along the National Mall to the U.S. Capitol Sunday to demand more disaster aid for hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. 2 months after Hurricane Maria tore across the island, about half its 3.4 million people still have no electricity and others have no running water. One demonstrator said, "We have men and women in Puerto Rico who are suffering. We need to help out our fellow Americans. We need to make Puerto Rico great again." Others complained about what they see as indifference from the Trump White House because Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, not a state, and is not on the U.S. mainland like hurricane-battered Texas and Florida. President Trump says he should have left 3 college basketball players accused of shoplifting in China in jail there after the father of one of them said Trump played little role in their return to the United States. LeVar Ball, LiAngelo Ball's father, dismissed Trump's role in freeing the 3. They'd been confined to a hotel as their teammates returned to the United States. On Twitter, Trump said now that the 3 basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, LeVar Ball is unaccepting of what I did for his son. I should have left them in jail. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of The Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.